Next on Westmoreland Saturday Morning, Louise Henry from Go Laurel Highlands hosts Laurel Highlands Happenings here on 98.7 Westmoreland Gold, 1480 WCNS, and thisisgold.net.
This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. Also thanks to Stallstown Flat Sketching Festival, glad to be back for 2021 and can't wait to welcome you to their festival on September the 18th and 19th. Great demonstrations, entertainment, food and friends. See you there. Hello, I'm Louise Henry and welcome to another episode of Laurel Highlands Happenings featured on Westmoreland Saturday Morning on Westmoreland Gold 98.7 FM and 1480 WCNS. This episode is part of the Laurel Highlands Happenings podcast series. So, how are you spending your summer in the Laurel Highlands? Have you taken the kids to Idlewild Park or Caddyshack for the day? Sipped a cool glass of white at many of our wineries or sat drinking in the breathtaking views at so many of our overlooks in the region? There's an abundance of things to do, whether indoors or out in the Laurel Highlands. To learn more, visit GoLaurelHighlands.com or follow us on Facebook at GoLaurelHighlands. This month, we are casting the spotlight on historic downtown Ligonier, learning more about this charming small town. Today, my guests are Jeff Paul of On the Diamond Antiques and Amy Beidle, Executive Director of Ligonier Valley Chamber of Commerce. We're going to chat with Jeff first and then learn more about his antique shop in Ligonier. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Louise.
Welcome to Laurel Highlands Happenings, and thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us in the studio.
Thank you.
Okay, so you are the proud owner of On the Diamond Antiques, which is located right on the diamond in Ligonier. So tell us a little bit about your shop.
So we're a multi-dealer shop in downtown Ligonier, as you mentioned, and we have been in business 25 years as of April. Mary Jo Culbertson started the shop in 1996, and I have been the owner of the shop for the past 2 years.
Well, congratulations for that, and a huge congratulations on achieving 25 years. That is quite a milestone. I bet it was a learning curve when you first took over a couple years ago.
It was. It was. Even though I've had a shop before, and even though I've been a member of the shop for 25 years, there's always things that you need to learn. Particularly for me, I didn't realize I was going to become a full-time accountant.
Oh, gosh, that's probably melts your brain a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, so now I do know the shop. I've been in many times. You have switched up a little bit. You've created an extra space at the back, and you've got some new vendors in as well, haven't you?
Right. We have 15 dealers in the shop. Some are local Ligonier people like myself, and some as far away as Katanning and Butler. One of the women in the shop used to own the wooden bobbin, and she took out the back room now, so she's there at the shop. We also have some giftware at the shop, as well as just about anything you could possibly want. We have Roman coins to modern coins, costume jewelry to fine jewelry, oil paintings, prints. Really, we try and carry something for everyone. It's really nice having the 15 different dealers because everybody has different tastes, so we have something for everyone.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I always find something in there every time I go in there, and you know that.
Yeah, thank you.
I've bought things like really old glassware that are, I would say, mid 18th century.
Is that right? Correct.
And I've purchased beautiful old handkerchiefs too. So there is such a great selection in your shop. Any particular category that you really gravitate towards yourself? What do you love to sell? What do you get excited about when you find something at an auction or something?
I really love to sell beautiful things. So my eye tends to go to very fancy Rococo, Victorian type stuff, really fancy silver, really fancy glassware and crystal and that kind of stuff. I suppose it's things I was never allowed to touch as a kid.
Okay. All right. So that makes sense. Anything that I'm trying to think of the word now, those sleeper items that you see at auctions that people miss, you know, the auction houses that then go for a lot of money, or you find something that you buy for a small price and you've sold it for a, it's been a real treasure. Have you had anything like that? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. There was an before an auction happened, I had seen a painting that to me was actually ugly, but it was right. intriguing because it was under glass and it was an oil painting of a ship with a tugboat painting it. And I thought, well, it's unusual that it was under glass, but a lot of Pittsburgh paintings were put under glass because of the horrible soot problem in Pittsburgh. So I thought I'd take a chance on it. I was ready to spend a lot of money, and I got it for $40.
Wow.
I almost sold it for $350, and my heart sunk when the guy said no, and I was, like, very grateful. So I kept working at it, and I ended up selling it for $15,000.
No.
Yeah, it was a Gorson, an Aaron Gorson, painted in the Hudson Valley.
Wow, that is amazing. Yeah. Now, that is a sleeper.
That was a sleeper,
yeah.
for sure.
Oh, yeah. That is very cool. I only know this because I used to work for Antiques Auction House many, many moons ago in a different lifetime in the UK.
Yeah.
But apart from selling all these antiques, you also offer appraisal service as well, don't you?
We do, yeah. If anybody's interested, we can come to the house and do a walkthrough appraisal, or we can also do written appraisals if we need to. We're also available for advice on what to do. A lot of times people don't have a clue what to do with things. They have an entire house or they have a few good collections and they just aren't sure where they should go.
Okay, so you'll go to the house and you can spend like from an hour to probably like maybe a whole day just giving them advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you provide like a written sort of paperwork.
We can if that's what they need, yeah.
All right,
absolutely.
That's really nice. But they can also come to the shop too, bring
Correct.
Things in.
Yep.
What are the shop hours?
So we're open every day right now, but Tuesday, we're closed Tuesdays. Every other day is 11 to 5, except Saturday, we're 10 to 5. And then starting in January, we'll be closed Monday and Tuesday until April. Then we open again in May.
Okay. All right.
Well, 6 days.
Gotcha. Right. Now, so folks that are listening, I think, oh, we should get someone to have a look at that painting in the attic, or maybe they've got like a precious urn they think it's precious. It may be not. We don't know. You know, so that, the thing is to come and see you or give you a call. How do they find out the information? Do you have a website? Are you on Facebook?
Yeah, we're on Facebook at On the Diamond Antiques, Ligonier, Pennsylvania. They can find us there.
Okay, and your phone number?
Our phone number at the shop is 724-238-2226. And if they need to reach me for appraisal services, they can call me at 724-858-8038.
Okay, well, this is good to know. So all those people out there who are listening think, oh, we should get things checked out. You know, now is the time is to contact Jeff at On the Diamond Antiques, and he'll be able to help you out and see if you've actually got a sleeper in your basement or attic. Now, coming up, later this month, on August the 28th, Ligonier will be hosting their annual Antiques on the Diamond. Now, I'm assuming that you're going to be involved with that.
Absolutely. We used to be up at the crack of dawn at 5 a.m., but now the show doesn't start till 9, so we'll still be there quite early. Probably 7 o'clock we'll open the shop.
Okay.
And it's a good time. There's usually 30-plus dealers and a lot on offer.
Okay, so 30 dealers, that's like everything on the actual event. So your vendors, you've got 15, you said, in the shop.
Right, correct.
So will you have a table outside the shop, or it's just going to be walk into the shop? How does it work?
It'll usually just be walk into the shop.
Okay.
We usually have some cookies or something for people to stop by early in the morning. So they'll stop in and get a cookie.
Ah, that's perfect. So great. So, but as it goes with the, antiques event, there's people on the sidewalk, isn't there?
Correct.
Tables,
yeah, on the sidewalk around the diamond.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. But yours is inside.
We're inside, yeah.
Okay, you excited to be
very,
part of it?
Very. I love the show. Yeah. I love being at the shop. It's the best thing I ever did, so.
Okay, I'm super pleased. I think your shop is fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Do you have any other events you attend?
I do the January show at the Greensburg Country Club, which is the only show that I do outside of the Ligonier show, just because it's such a great event and it's at the end of January when there's nothing else happening. So
Correct.
it makes a good event, but I'm not sure if it's happening this year or not.
Who knows? We'll have to wait and see, right?
We will.
Now, just to keep an update on, you know, what's happening with COVID, currently with the shop, are people required to wear masks or social distance?
Currently not. We're just doing the social distancing. If you have not been vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask. That's the, what the CDC says. So that's what we've gone with. But we think it will probably change, having seen the local news. So we'll see.
Okay. It's just good to know, just let people know, you know, where we are with that. Do you have anything else to add about the shop?
I think if you came to the shop, you would have a good time. My favorite place in the world to shop is actually England, which is where Louise is from. So that makes it fun. Right. But I had a guy come in from England, and he said that his shop reminded him of a shop, in England. And that was the best compliment I've ever received.
Oh, that is so good. Well, I have to say, you do have great vendors. You have a great selection. And just like you said, you know, you've got everything really for anyone's taste. I always seem to spend quite a long time in there just browsing through, and things catch my eye. So I totally recommend a visit to On the Diamond Antiques. Do come out for the antique show as well, which is on August the 28th. What time does that kick off?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, but you'll be there ready and
early. We'll be there ready and early, 7 o'clock at least. Yeah.
All right, Jeff, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Coming, and I know it's a super busy time for everyone at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, my pleasure.
Before we move on to our next guest, we're going to give a quick shout out to our awesome sponsors. This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. Also thanks to Stallstown Flax Sketching Festival, glad to be back for 2021 and can't wait to welcome you to the festival on September the 18th and 19th. Great demonstrations, entertainment, food and friends. See you there. To learn more about Pennsylvania's Laurel Highlands, visit golaurelhighlands.com or follow us on Facebook at Go Laurel Highlands. Welcome to Laurel Highlands Happenings. Today we are chatting to Jeff Paul of On the Diamond Antiques and Amy Beidel, Executive Director of Ligonier Valley Chamber of Commerce. Welcome to the show, Amy. Thanks for coming on. I know you're a busy lady.
Thank you, Louise. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited.
Oh, good. So tell us about Ligonier. For those that are listening, you know, online or are later on the podcast, give us a brief overview of the town of Ligonier, because, you know, it is just a delightful town.
Absolutely. Ligonier is a delightful town. Ligonier is probably most known for Fort Ligonier and our historic, beautiful diamond area. It captures a majestic image and is a true reflection of a very historic American town. The attention to detail is amazing. The bricks, the finishings, the landscaping, and the iconic bandstand maintain a signature of old world charm. We have a lot of unique, quaint shops and wonderful restaurants, and Ligonier is a very walkable town. From my office window that overlooks the diamond, I see visitors and locals walking around daily, shopping, enjoying the scenery, and of course, taking lots of pictures.
That is absolutely right. I work in Ligonier for Go Laurel Highlands. That's where we're based, and it is an absolutely wonderful town. It is walkable, and it's got amazing boutique shops, independently run, great eateries. Love the fort because it's great history as well. I totally recommend, if you have not been to Ligonier, to actually come and have lunch and spend the afternoon shopping, or go and visit the fort, because it is just, it's just very quaint and just very, very charming, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Okay, so we were chatting earlier to Jeff from On the Diamond Antiques, and we were chatting about the forthcoming Antiques on the Diamond event. Now, the Ligonier Valley Chamber organizes this event every year, right? So tell us a little bit about that. How many vendors participate? How is it laid out? You know, what's the times? Just give us a bit more detail.
Yeah, absolutely. I started my position in January, so I'm fairly new to these events. But Antiques on the Diamond is a popular event, and I have attended many of them with my husband walking around looking at all of the beautiful things on display. And we do sponsor two shows, one in June and the other in August. The show begins at 9, and unlike Jeff, we are up at the crack of dawn. At 6 o'clock, walking around with our coffee and donuts to the vendors. Vendors come from Greensburg, Johnstown, Latrobe, Ligonier, and we even have vendors coming from out of state. Each vendor is assigned a spot where they set up and sell for the day. And although the show runs from 9 to 3, the vendors are arriving around 6:30, 7 o'clock, unpacking their trucks and their vans, and they're getting all of their items out. And at the end of the day, they have few items to pack up, which is always a good sign for them.
Oh, God, absolutely. Yeah. So tell me, there's no admission fee for this, is there?
No, open to the public.
Right,
yes.
Brilliant. So people can just show up, park up in town. So it's basically all down the sidewalks, isn't it?
Absolutely.
How far? Because you say it's on the diamond. So it's all around the bandstand.
Around the bandstand area.
And does it also stretch out different to other streets?
Yes, we've stretched out 2 blocks east and west Main Street, and that allows vendors space to set up and for people to walk around and be able to see everything clearly.
Brilliant. Okay, and it is a rain or shine event.
It is a rain or shine event, and we're hoping for nice
shine.
Lots of shine. We had great shine in June.
Okay, that's perfect. Is it? Do you have any like live music as well going on, or any refreshments offered, or are people like they come, they browse around, and they're on their own? They just go and visit one of the eateries, the restaurants in town.
Right, they're on their own. Although the chamber doesn't offer live music or food, our restaurants are open. They're ready to serve. The show is on a Saturday, and so the country market is open from 8 to noon. Very large crowd at the country market. And a lot of people walk up to the Diamond area to browse, to shop, to eat. It's just a great day to be in town, and there are a lot of eateries. You name what you want and you can find it in Ligonier.
Absolutely, you can. And I mean, you mentioned the Ligonier Country Market. I mean, that is just a wonderful farmer's market. I mean, gosh, it's about 120 vendors, would you say?
Probably, and I think maybe the largest or second largest in the western part of the state.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's not just produce, you know, you're talking wineries, distilleries, crafts galore, jewelry, baked goods. I mean, you name it, it's artisan. It's a wonderful farmer's market to actually browse around, and that's rain or shine as well.
Absolutely.
So, you know, get up early, come to Ligonier August the 28th, do the farmer's market, the country market, and come uptown and browse the antiques and eateries for lunch. Sounds like a perfect day. So that's August 28th, starts at 9 o'clock.
9 to 3, yes.
Okay. If folks want to learn more information about that event, where can they find it online?
Ligonier.com.
Okay.
Or they can visit Ligonier on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And it is okay. Visit Ligonier.
Okay. So you're all covered. So there's lots of information there. Okay. So aside from that, let's just quickly touch on COVID. Obviously had an impact on the chamber. It's had an impact on everyone. So how has it been for you?
Well, as I said, I started in January, and with COVID, many of our organizations, as well as the chamber, suffered tremendously. In 2020, I believe all of the chamber events were canceled. Our first event, though, was Ice Fest this January, and it was amazing. Town was crowded. It's a 2-day event. We have beautiful ice sculptures around the diamond, and because it's outside, people were ready to get out. It was crowded, people were excited, and it was great to see town lively again. And many of our events so far have been well attended. Soups On, the Wine, Whiskey, and Sweets Walk, the Sunday evening band concerts, they're crowded, they're full, and again, it's great to see that they're happening. People are out, they're enjoying themselves. Throughout COVID, though, we have always encouraged our visitors to follow all CDC guidelines in place at the time of the event.
Right, absolutely. So just be mindful of that when you're heading out, just so, you know, everyone's healthy and safe.
Absolutely.
We're bouncing back. Laurel Highlands is bouncing back from the pandemic. What events does Ligonier have for the fall?
Yeah, absolutely. Ligonier is bouncing back. There's definitely light at the end of the tunnel, and we have a lot to offer in Ligonier. A stroll is held on August 13th this year from 5 to 9. And the stroll is truly an escape back to the fabulous 50s with oldies music, classic cars, and live entertainment. This year, the band Swing City will perform in the bandstand from 7 to 9, and this year's event will be the largest ever. We've expanded our reserved parking area for our classic cars, and we have 130 antique cars coming, and we are fielding calls every day of people asking for more space.
No,
yeah,
really?
It works. 130 cars, yes.
Good grief. That is going to be such a colorful, vibrant, just line of cars.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's brilliant.
Absolutely. And we have these outside events. People come. They're excited. And again, we will have cars around the diamond, 1 block east and west on Main Street, and 1 block north and south on Market Street.
Okay.
So lots of cars.
Brilliant. And that's called the Stroll.
It's called the Stroll.
Oh, yes. Right. So that's August the 13th. Then we have, like we talked about, Antiques on the Diamond, August 28th. Mm-hmm. And do we have anything before the biggie, Fort Ligonier Days, which is in October?
I would say the next biggie is a cornhole tournament, which is brand new for the Chamber this year. It is on September the 11th. It's $60 a team. And we're going to have a nice day. It's going to be held in Ligonier. We're anticipating a nice crowd. We'll have four games of round robin to determine if the team is a pro advanced level or a social player. And then we have fabulous prizes. First place on the advanced is a $1,000 prize.
Ooh.
So we are very excited, and people are excited for a cornhole tournament. So we're looking forward to that.
And where would that be located, Amy?
That's in the municipal parking lot across from the YMCA.
Gotcha. I know. So across from Carol and Dave's.
Across from Carol and Dave's. Absolutely.
Okay. So Folks have to move their cars out for the day. Find somewhere else to park.
On September 11th. Yes.
Okay. And what time was that starting again?
Registration's at 10 and the tournament starts at 11, and anyone can come down and watch.
Can you reserve your space to do this beforehand online, or is it just basically on the day?
Visit Ligonier. We have information on our Facebook page and also on our website, ligonier.com. There's a link where people can register right on the website.
And is that teams of people?
I mean, teams. A team of two.
Team of two.
Teams of two.
Okay.
And we'll have a DJ.
Okay.
Food.
Nice. Do they bring their own cornhole
things? No. We've partnered with High Water Cornhole, a professional cornholer, and he's going to bring all the boards, all of the equipment. We're bringing the players.
I didn't know you get professional cornholers.
Yeah.
I did
we
not
do.
Know that.
Yes. Our pro is telling us we're going to have some professionals. So we're excited.
That is exciting. Yeah. All right. That's very cool. Okay. So let's just briefly touch Fort Ligonier Days. The big festival is back for 2021, October 8th and 10th. So that takes over the town.
Absolutely.
And we have the parade. Is the parade going ahead, do you know, this year?
I believe it is.
All right. Okay. Yes. So that's October 8th and 10th. Find out more information about that will be on their website, or is there information on the Chamber for that? That if the festival, Fort Ligonier Days?
Not yet. We'll get it up.
Okay. It's early days. And then... are you doing the Scarecrow contest?
We are a popular event always.
Okay.
Fall is so beautiful, and especially in Ligonier and the Laurel Highlands. The Scarecrow contest will be happening. And luckily, it did happen last year as well. Last year, there were about 30 scarecrows around the Diamond area, and they're all sponsored by local businesses and organizations. And people can come and vote for their favorite.
I do like that contest.
It's
always so fun. And
it's
just amazing how people, the imagination people have. And
absolutely.
It's a nice thing to walk around on those October days and just see people. It's just inspiring. People have got great ideas.
It is. And those beautiful fall days with the blue sky and the leaves changing.
Yeah.
It's a pleasant day to spend a weekday or a weekend.
So for anyone who's interested in doing this contest, do they have to register online? Can they just pop into your office? How does it work?
I'm in the office. People can pop in anytime, but we also have registration online.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Any deadline for that?
You know what? We have not set a deadline for that yet, but there will be. There will be.
Okay.
Ligonier.com will have all of the information.
Okay. So for any information that's happening, any events that are happening in Ligonier, folks should go to ligonier.com.
Ligonier.com.
Or hit the Facebook page.
The Facebook page, Instagram or Twitter, visit Ligonier.
Okay. Amy, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it also.
I'm excited to see these events. It's good to have events back.
It's great to have people in town.
Yes.
It's a hopeful feeling.
And there's such a buzz because that everyone is thrilled to be back.
Absolutely.
Everyone's just so grateful and to be back and be doing normal things again. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
And good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay. Right. So I just want to mention some super cool events that are happening in the next few weeks in the Laurel Highlands. Currently at the moment, if you love sunflowers and you want to go and do some selfies or take great photos with your family, head down to Maple Bottom Farm down in Dawson, and they have a sunflower maze at the moment. It's 10 acres and it's truly wonderful. I did it last year with my daughter and her friends, and we had a blast. It's just beautiful to see the flowers. It brings a great big smile to your face, and it's just great photo opportunities. They've got different places in the maze where they've staged props, so you can use those to take your photographs. I mean, you know, sit at the table with the table and chairs. They have empty picture frames. You can, you know, pop your head round with the backdrop of the sunflowers. It's just lovely. So absolutely, go on our website and just search for Sunflower Maze. It will come up with Maple Bottom Farm. They are open every day through to September the 5th. So check out their admission costs and their opening times. But I do recommend hitting down there for one last blast of summer before we all head back to school. Another thing that I just love to recommend is the Lincoln Highway Supper Market at the Lincoln Highway Experience. They do this supper market every Wednesday through the summer. Their last one will be August the 25th, and it's an opportunity not to cook dinner for the night. So they have several local restaurants, local chefs cooking up really good wholesome food. You can head down there. There's a $5 admission per car. Park up, take your tables or chairs your blankets, and you can, you know, get your food from the different restaurant vendors, and you can sit down, eat your dinner there on the grounds, and listen to live music. And it's just a lovely evening too. Now, that is all dependent on the weather. If it's looking stormy, they will post by about lunchtime if it's going to go ahead or not, because nobody wants to sit out in the rain munching away their dinner. But it's absolutely it's a great thing to do. So do check out Lincoln Highway Experience and their supper market. Like I said, it runs through to August the 25th. And another one to do, Compass Inn Museum down in Loughlin Town. They are having their last living history weekend for the summer, and that will be on August the 21st and 22nd. And Proctor's Militia will be there. They are an 18th century Revolutionary War era reenactment unit, and they will be there encamped for the whole weekend and just educating people about the lifestyle of the 18th century, you know, how they lived, what they used, you know, what they ate. Different displays and demonstrations will be ongoing throughout the weekend. So musket fire, cannon firing, all that wonderful 18th century history. You can come and engage with the reenactors and just learn more about that time in history in Southwest PA in the Laurel Highlands. And that runs from 11 to 4. And of course, Compass Inn Museum will be open as well for tours. So totally recommend that weekend as well. We are running out of time, so I'm going to quickly do our last sponsor message. And thanks for listening in, and I'll chat to you next month. This podcast is sponsored by Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water, a property on the UNESCO World Heritage List and entrusted to the Western Pennsylvania Conservancy. For tours and educational programs, visit fallingwater.org. Also thanks to Storrstown Flax Scutching Festival. Glad to be back for 2021 and can't wait to welcome you to the festival on September the 18th and 19th. Great demonstrations, entertainment, food and friends. See you there. You have been listening to another episode of Laurel Highlands Happenings on Westmoreland Saturday morning on Westmoreland Gold 98.7 FM and 1480 WCNS. This episode is part of the Laurel Highlands Happenings podcast series. All events and businesses mentioned today can be found at golaurelhighlands.com. And if you are active on social media, do follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube.